Jobet from Gracia. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 11th of April, 2024. Sorry about missing last week. The eclipse in Texas, Rorschach Oba, so much. On we go with a special double episode of a summary of what's going down in Georgia. Georgian Dream, or SNEBA, is trying to bring back the Russian law, otherwise known as the Foreign Agents Law. Legislation concerns not only companies, but also individuals, those receiving a salary from a foreign country or via an international grant to classify someone as an agent. This does not include somebody who, for example, has billions in bank accounts in Russia. Currently, in Russia, Putin has a similar law to suppress government criticism and send people to jail. It works. The law faced massive backlash because its point is to end civil society and media freedom. This was a year ago in Georgia in March. Previously, when Otsneba attempted to introduce it, the people protested in ginormous numbers. The police used water cannons and tear gas and eventually backed down. Well, Otsneba's at it again. Not clear if this is on order from the Kremlin or just their own pre-election initiative to tell the EU that Otsneba is on Russia's side. The law would allow the government to close any entity with an international affiliation. After all of that parliamentary back and forth on Friday the 5th, civic activists called for a protest against the Russian law outside parliament on Monday the 8th. There was a demonstration called the Freedom March. However, some people protested at Freedom Square, others outside of parliament. Demonstration was peaceful, with thousands of citizens taking to the street. On Monday the 8th, the police blocked the doors and parliament and did not allow journalists to go in. Some independent media outlets got together calling out Otsneba for trying to bring back the Russian law because it's a straight-up attempt to gag independent media and sideline civil society. They don't want Georgia to turn into a mini-Russia without free media. Despite the Venice Commission's recommendations, the law passed the bureau stage and will continue to be discussed at the Legal Affairs Committee on Friday the 12th. More controversial bills on Monday the 8th, Parliament discussed a draft law called On Transparency of Foreign Influence. This one's again a sequel to the Russian law. Otsneba's behind it again, aimed to tag nonprofit media people who get over 20% of their cash from outside of Georgia as organizations carrying out the interests of a foreign power. They have to register and show where their money is coming from or face hefty fines of up to 25,000 lari, which is about $9,000. Bill didn't get very far, as on the same day, President Soloméi Zourabishvili vetoed it, thank God. If you thought Otsneba had done enough, nope, the party decided to present a bill against gender quotas in parliament. They're now on the same page with Geerchi because they think it's better to choose employees for their know-how, regardless of whether they're men or women. Back in 2020, Otsneba wanted to increase the number of women in parliament from 14 to 20%, but have changed their minds. In other news, on Monday the 8th, the Public Registry decided to hit the brakes on the conservative pro-Russia Alt-Info party. The Public Register directly refused Alt-Info's party's registration for the 2024 elections because the party didn't have the required documents, including the Congress's charter. On Tuesday the 4th, the leader was all over Facebook bragging about being ready to run in the 2024 election, but the Anti-Corruption Bureau stepped in. Because of these missing documents, Alt-Info cannot participate in the elections. Otsneba clearly worried about losing out on the pro-Kremlin votes. Since we mentioned Russia on Tuesday the 10th, the European Court for Human Rights pointed out the country was mistreating Georgians in the occupied territories it took over from Georgia. Russia is not letting people live in peace and is messing with their freedom and homes after the 2008 war when they renewed their occupation. Now the court is considering whether to make Russia pay. Monday the 8th, there was an explosion at a shooting range inside the battleground store on Bochorma Street in Tbilisi, killing three people. Three more are at the burn center, with one of them fighting for his life in intensive care. The Ministry of Internal Affairs has launched an investigation. On Wednesday the 11th, Parliament's Commission began interviewing candidates for the Central Elections Commission chair and members. Three members stepped back due to concerns over a controversial bill in solidarity with the president's representative. Now the commission has six members. Georgi Kalandarishvili is the sole candidate for the chairman's role. Four others are up for membership positions. Interviews for these crucial roles in overseeing elections are underway. According to the Ministry of Economy and Sustainable Development, Georgia welcomed around 7 million international travelers last year. They're predicting almost $5 billion in 2024 from tourists. That's a 9% jump compared to last year. Plus, they're expecting more people. Guest count set to hit 8 million. On a related note, on Monday the 8th, Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze and his haircut announced plans for a brand new international airport in Tbilisi, right in the Vaziani neighborhood. With tourism booming, they're looking to increase passenger capacity to 19 million with room to grow. There had been a debate between upgrading the old airport for $900 million or building a whole new one for a bit over $1 billion. The current airport is run by a Turkish company with a locked-in contract. International news on Tuesday the 10th, Georgia and China made a big step forward by signing a visa-free travel agreement. Now Georgians can visit China for up to 30 days without a visa. The same day, Tbilisi City Hall announced an expansion of its Learn and Get Employed initiative, aiming to match job seekers with businesses' needs for skilled labor. The program offers free specialized training in 65 areas, supporting up to 1,000 participants this year. Part of the spread around money to the youth in an election year program. To wrap up this edition, Tbilisi Art Fair 2024 will showcase artwork from five artists. The exhibition is a celebration of cultural dialogue and artistic diversity, featuring mythological explorations, narratives on migration, and personal creative journeys. Fair will run from the 11th to the 14th of April. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining. Take a look at one of Rorschach's other projects. The Daily Knowledge is a daily pocket newspaper that comes out Monday through Friday. It's in our Hourzine format, a little booklet that you have to print in order to read. In the Daily Knowledge Hourzines, you'll find a collection of interesting newsletters, selected articles, and news. It takes about an hour to read. Visit Rorschach.com/Hourzine/The Daily Knowledge to find the latest edition. Link in the show notes. Nachmanis.